Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. Supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. It's training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
And that's practice number 12 on day 14 of Patriots training camp. Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, Darren Hartwell. To recap it for you, second practice in a row, guys, with the Saints. And today's was not quite as energetic, not quite as much of a party atmosphere, I'd say, as we saw yesterday. But still, a lot of fans here. Overflow crowd for the morning practice where we just came from. And the players weren't in full pads. They had shells and helmets today. But still, an exciting day in that we got to see another team out there, and we got to measure up this Patriots offense and defense and some special teams against some pretty stiff competition. And I got to say, my first observation of the day is that the Saints offense looks pretty crisp in drills, and I'm comparing that too to New England's offense. What did you guys see out there?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. A little bit tougher to tell that kind of stuff today because of the lessening in the intensity level from yesterday. But I did agree, and Andy and I were watching the 7-on-7s even early. Andy made the comment that the tempo
in and out of the huddle, you know, as Bill says. Mm-hmm.
I think they probably ran the same amount of plays, but the Saints started after the Patriots started, and they seemed to catch them by the end of the, you know, whatever it was, nine
it's
plays
almost like
or so.
There were two fields on each end zone where we, closest to us, there was a 7-on-7 drill in the red zone. Brady on one side with his offense, Breeze on the other, and they were alternating at first, and as Paul said, Saints ended up catching up.
And what I thought was interesting was at one point in the middle of the Saints' offensive possession, Chase Daniel came in for Drew Brees and ran three plays, and they looked exactly the same as they did when Brees was in there. When Hoyer and Mallett are in for New England, it doesn't look the same as when Brady's there. I think when Brady's out there, everything was great. You know, I mean, it's just exactly the way you'd expect it to look with Tom. He was sharp. I thought, you know, he was you know, spreading the ball around, hitting a number of different receivers, but you didn't see the same kind of execution level when the backups were in there, when you sort of did when New Orleans was dealing with their backups.
Another point I think we all might agree on is that Jimmy Graham looks like pretty good tight end out there.
Maybe that's just the way it has to be here in Foxborough for practice. Like, we're just, you know, we're lucky enough that we get to watch elite level tight end play every day.
Quarterback play, tight end play. Yeah, I mean, be great to see a little more elite talent on defense, but
yeah, neither side boasts much of that.
No. Anything from you over there?
What do you need?
No, what did you saw today?
I guess I was a little different. I saw Greg Bedard kind of poo-pooing this practice, that it was, you know, far less intense, and obviously without pads it is, but I thought it was an enjoyable time to watch. I thought the passing games and the competitive nature of that, and kind of, you know, seeing the different reps, I thought there were some interesting things on defense for the Patriots as they rotated through in the secondary. Tavon Wilson continues to get some reps. I saw a lot of Kyle Arrington, which I thought was interesting, in base defense, regular personnel,
over Rozai Dowling.
So I thought that was a little bit of a change, that, you know, early in camp it was all Rozai, and then he would move in the slot, and then even when they substituted, Arrington went in the slot, and Sterling Moore came in on the outside when they went to some sub packages. So I thought that was interesting. Excuse me. I thought it was a pretty entertaining passing show. I mean, it was all passing because that's
all. You're not going to run
the
ball. It
was Ridley lined up wide, you know. And I talked to him a little bit about that after practice. Is he comfortable doing that? And he said, "Well, I didn't really do it in college, but you know, you got to do that here. They ask you to do a lot of things, and that's what we talked about earlier. And I think if he can prove he can do that, I'm pretty sure Vereen can. Now you're not talking about, oh, Falk's in the game. They could go five wide here and spread him out. I think they'll have more versatility and not have to be so personnel-based. They can just have Ridley's out there. We're just calling this play, and if he's the running back, he's going to line up wide. So, you know, I think that was an interesting mix. And the offensive line continues to be a daily interesting mix of bodies and
yes.
reps. And
we should note, too, that there was another transaction made in that regard. They signed a rookie from Duke, Kyle Hill.
Not Hicks.
6'6", 305-ish, I believe, was the number
4-year
there.
4-year starter for the Blue Devils.
Captain, yep. So they need depth. They need bodies at this point. That's
well, it's been an issue.
No denying it.
You know, even today, because he wasn't practicing, right? He was out
there.
He
was out there.
But he wasn't taking part.
No.
Because
he has to have that, I guess, that two-day rule.
Nick McDonald was taking reps at tackle, and he jumped off sides, had to take a lap, so Nate Solder had to come in. I mean, you don't want Nate Solder having to take any more reps than you specifically want him to take. So
I'm a little bit surprised that, and I kind of know why, but that Dan Connolly hasn't gotten some of those emergency reps at tackle, because I think he was a tackle in college.
Well, he did one night.
Yeah.
Right, but I mean more often.
Well, yeah.
Lately, but with all of, you know.
I think he's more established. I mean, he's going to start on the inside, there's a good chance. And Dan Copen, as we've said, is fighting for a job with his lack of versatility. I still haven't seen him. You know, he's the lone guy I don't see do anything else other than play center. Mm.
Yeah, and I think that they know that Conley's going to be on the team. They're trying to find out if McDonald or you know, any of these other guys can find a way to be on the team by having the ability to play all three spots.
Yeah. And there was a little special teams work, a lot of onside kick focus today.
Situational onside kick.
Oh, yeah.
And razzle-dazzle end-of-game kick returns.
Right.
Which the Patriots one didn't really work
out. You know, short-high pooch kicks. We had laterals. We had onside. We had sideline stuff. Free kicks.
Yeah. Band is on the field type chaos at the end there.
Gronk missed an onside kick and got yelled at, and a Saints player may or may not have legally tapped it back into the field of play for giving.
Looked like a good play from our vantage point.
It did, but there were about 35 guys between me and the sideline, so I couldn't really tell where.
And just one funny observation: the refs are out there, but they don't seem to be doing a whole lot of refereeing.
And when they blew the call. I still say Tyler Urban caught a touchdown from Ryan Mallett late in practice that the official immediately put his hands up. Despite the fact that Urban was bobbling the football and may or may not have been inbounds,
it was right
I say it would
front
be
of me,
overturned.
And he was definitely bobbling it. I don't know if he had his feet inbounds.
I'm saying overturned.
I will tell you this. The official doesn't know either, because all he saw was the ball hit Urban's hands and he immediately put his arms up in the air for a touchdown.
He's
didn't
just
wait
happy
for the play
to
finish it.
Instantaneous.
Yeah. Well, think of it. This is pretty cool. I'm on the field with the Saints and the Patriots, two best teams in the NFL.
Well, we have a game tomorrow, guys.
We do. Well, we don't, but the Patriots do.
Yeah, but we have a game that we have to watch instead of just a regular old practice. So,
right. Did you say Brandon Spikes wasn't on the field?
I did not.
Brandon
do you
Spikes
want to run
wasn't
the,
on the
do
field.
Do you want to run through the attendance of note?
Spikes
so
did
no
not return.
So no SECD today.
Right. Spikes did not return. We had two additions to the list. One was Gerard Warren, and the other was Dustin Waldron?
Yes.
Is that 71 white?
Yes, that's right.
Dustin Waldron. Okay. So the rest of the guys that were out yesterday pretty much stayed out with the exception of Darian Weems, who has been out a little bit. He was back.
He Weems to be feeling better.
He was back today. Other than that, a lot of guys out there in shorts getting various rehab stints worked out, and still haven't seen them in uniform for a while now.
Curious thing with Spikes. He did make a late appearance yesterday on the field in shorts and T-shirt. But
that was big of him.
Yeah, it was. But we didn't see him out there today. So, tomorrow, guys, we have a game to talk about, finally, to watch. It's going to be a long day tomorrow. We got to get in preseason shape ourselves with covering these games.
And it starts, for fans, with the world's largest interactive
Tailgate party.
The Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, 5:15 from this very studio with new host, Adam Pac-Man Make It Rain Jones.
Yep. Hopefully you can get here tomorrow night for the game. If not, just a quick little note.
Do you have anything to say over there?
I do not.
I'm good. Patriots training camp, if you want to come back to it, nothing Friday, nothing Saturday. Looks like Sunday will be your next opportunity to get out and catch some
TBA.
Patriots practicing.
Although, that's TBA.
Although, yeah, the times and whatnot are all still to be announced and determined, but clearly Friday and Saturday at this point.
Off.
So, enjoy the weekend and enjoy tomorrow night's game. We'll talk to you in a few days.
He's out. When the Saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the Saints go marching in.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.